नवा कुंज बिहारी जय राता कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभी जय गोपी जन बल्लभी यशोदन जगजनन यशोदन जगजनन जनन पीरावन चारी जय राजी जय
जय विष्णुपा परमहंस परवेदगाचार्य अष्टवेश दिवान ग्रह सभी छे नारायण भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की जय हो। इस्कॉन फाउंडराचार्य शिला प्रभुपाद की जय। विष्णुपाद परमहंस परवेदगाचार्य अष्टवेश दिवान ग्रह शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी, ऑल ग्लोरी, ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग शिला प्रभुपाद की जय हो। वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमल श्रीगुरु वैष्णवश श्रीरूप सद्रजात सहगन रघुनाथम सजीव सद्वैतम सवधूत परिजन सहित कृष्ण चैतन्यदेव श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादानु सहगना श्रीललिता श्रीशतम कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीना बंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तत्कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वबाण प्रणमानी हरि प्रिये वंच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। Vishnu Padare Krishna Prasthaya Bhupale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prame Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurani Pracharya Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Parshvapade Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vaishnavi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 19, Text number 9 and 10. It is a continuation of the Text number 9 and 10, so I guess we will just read the Sanskrit. We will read together only the text number 10, I will read a text number 9. And then we read together text number 10 and read translation and then purport is from the Parashuram. Just very much we covered up to Angira Rishi and now is the from Parashuram onward. These are the different sages who gathered when Maharaj Parikshit left the kingdom. Because they could foresee that the Sukadeva Goswami is going to recite Srimad Bhagavatam. So they want to take the advantage of that to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. So here is the description on the text, up to text 9, 10, 8, 9, 10, 11. These are all are the description of different sages who were gathered there. And then of course after that will be so from text 8 to 11 is great sages and thinkers arrive and this whole from text 18 to 24 is the Maharaj Parikshit sits and submits himself to the assembled sages, of course, into Sukadeva Goswami. So I will read the text number 9 and then we can read together, chant together text number 10 and then translation in purport. Atri Vasishtha Chauvana Saradvan Parishkane Nir Bhribhur Angirascha Parasaro Gadhi Suto Tha Rama Tathya Indra Ramadev Mabahu. Next text number 10. Medati Devala Arasti Seno Bharatvajo Gautama Pipla Piplavaha Maitreya Aurvaha Kavasaha Kumbayoni Draupayana Bhagavan Naradascha Medati Vipletaditi Devala Arsti Seno Bharatvajo Gautama Pitlaladaha Maitrayaha Kavasaha Kumbayoni Dvaipayana Bhagavan Naradascha Medati Tira Devala Arsti Seno Bharatvajo Gautama Pitlaladaha maitriya maitriya avaha kavasaha kumbhayone dvaipayana bhagavan naradasya. Response please. Vaishnavis, please. To Narada, all the names of the different saintly personalities who arrived there from different parts of the universe. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. From different parts of the universe there arrived great sages like Atri, Chavana, Saradvan, Arishtanemi, Bhrigu, Vasishtha, Parasara, Vishwamitra, Angira, Parshuram, Utathya, Indra Pramad, Itva, Itmavahu, Medhatithi, Devala, Arishtasena, Arshtisena, Bharatvaj, Gautama, Pipalad, Maitreya, Anurva, Kevasa, Kumbayoni, Dvaipayana, and the great personality Narada. So I'm supposed to read from Maitreya. I mean, someone previous yesterday discovered Chavana, Bhrigu, Vasishtha, Parashar, Gadasutta, or Vishwamitra, Angira. And we're going to start from Parshuram. But Parshuram translation is La Prabhupada purport. It says, see the Srimad Bhagavatam 196. So we're going to go to 196. Okay, here is the Parshuram. Okay, Parshuram. Parshurama Ganuka Sutta. This is from 196. He is the son of Maharshi Jamadagni and Srimati Ranuka. Thus he is also known as Ranuka Sutta. He is one of the powerful incarnations of God and he killed the Kshatriya communities as a whole 21 times. With the blood of the Kshatriyas he pleased the souls of his forefathers. literally underwent severe penances at the Mahendra Parvat. After taking the whole earth from the Kshatriyas, he gave it in charity to Kashyapa Muni. Parshuram instructed the Dhanurveda or the science of fighting to Dronacharya because he happened to be a Brahmana. He was present during the coronation of Maharaj Yudhishthira and he celebrated the function along with other great rishis. So this is Parshuram. We'll talk more about him today. Then Uttathya. They were one of the three sons of Maharaj Maharshi Angira. He was the spiritual master of Maharaj Mandata. Maharaj Mandata, who had 51 daughters, and the what's his name, the Muni who was performing tapasya in the water in the Jamuna, and he was by capitulating the two priests. And of course, he got up and then he married not just one daughter of Mandata, but 51 daughters of Mandata he married. All the princes. Anyhow. He married Bhadra, the daughter of Sono. Varuna kidnapped his wife Bhadra. Interesting. And to retaliate the offense of the god of water, he drank all the waters of the world. We'll talk about that. Then Medhapithi, an old sage of Pyar, an assembly member of the heavenly kingdom, King Indradev. His son was Kanvamani, we'll talk about Kanvamani, who brought up Sakuntala, famous, in the forest, who was promoted to the heavenly planet by strictly following the principles of retired life, Vanaprastha. Then Devala, a great authority like Narad Muni and Vyasadeva. His good name is on the list of authorities mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita when Arjuna acknowledged Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personal Godhead. He met Maharaj Yudhishthira after the Battle of Kurukshetra and he was the elder brother of Daunya. This is also interesting. The priest of the Pandava family. Like the Kshatriyas, he also allowed his daughter to select her own husband in a Swayambhar meeting. And at that ceremony, all the bachelor sons of rishis were invited. According to some, he is not a Sita Devala. Then Bharadwaj, see Srimad Bhagavatam 196. So from 196, Bharadwaj is mentioned, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned, described previously. So this is on 196. He is one of the seven great rishis and was present at the time of the birth ceremony of Arjuna. The powerful rishi sometimes undertook severe penances on the shore of the Ganges and his ashram is still celebrated at Prayagram. He is still there. Bharadwaj's ashram is still at the Prayag. The confluence of the three is there. It is learned that this rishi, while taking bath in the Ganges, happened to meet Tadachi, one of the beautiful society girls of heaven. And thus he discharged semen, which was kept and preserved in an earthen pot, and from which Drona was born. So Dronacharya is the son of Bharadwaj Muni. Others say that Bharadwaj, the father of Drona, is a different person from Maharishi Bharadwaj. He was a great devotee of Brahma. Once he approached Dronacharya and requested him to stop this battle of Kurukshetra. And then we have Gautama, one of the seven great sages of the universe. Saradvam Gautama is one of his sons. Persons in the Gautama Gotra dynasty today are either his family descendants or in his district succession. This Gotra is usually. Then you go to the temple of Jagannath, Purite, usually ask for what Gotra you are. Then you go to visit the Jagannath temple, at the entrance they ask which Gotra you are from. So what is our Gotra? Achyuta Gotra. The Brahmanas who profess Gautam Gotra are generally family descendants, and the Kshatriyas Vaishyas who profess Gautam Gotra are in the line of his succession. He was the husband of the famous Ahalya, who turned into stone when Indradev, the king of the heaven, molested her. So this is from the Ramayana, first time, of the Ahalya. Lord Ramchandra, when he was with Vishwamitra, he put the feet on the stone. The stone was the Ahalya. And she was, Indra came as a Gautama, and he had a sexual union. Usually demigod doesn't put their feet on the ground. They go up. So actually, according to Gautama, he said to his wife Ahalya that he knew that I wasn't Gautama. That it was the imposter Gautama, Indra had come. So that's why he told you become a stone, just stay there as a stone. And I think that is where also, if I remember correctly, the Gautama also cursed Indra that he has the eyes of the peacocks all on his body. Isn't it? Yes, but whatever it is. Interesting, isn't it? Ahalya was delivered by Lord Ramchandra. Gautam was the grandfather of Kripacharya, one of the heroes of the battle of Kurukshetra. And then last one is Maitreya, a great rishi of Europe. He was preaching master of Vidura and a great religious authority. He advised Dhritarashtra to keep good relations with the Pandavas. Duryodhana disagreed and thus was cursed by him. He met Vyasadeva and had religious discourses with him. This is the end of the text 9 and 10. So, we will talk, I think, more about the Parshuram and some of the different, two or three other sages. We'll talk about that. Others is already mentioned. So now, let's start with the Parshuram here. And I had to go through the Mahabharata for this pastime at the Parshuram. So the seven rishis are mentioned. Sapta rishis are Agastya, Atri, Bharadvaj, Gautam, Janakadmi, Vasishtha and Vishwamitra. Now of course, some says Kashyapa, some says Agastya. So this is there are seven rishis. And the seven rishis, actually there is a temple. If you go in Mathura Mandal Parikrama, Sapta Rishi temple is there. And the seven rishis had actually perform the yajna to get this demon and comes out. So the temple is still there at the, then you go to Mathura Mandal Parikrama, this temple there. Mathura? Yes, Mathura Parikrama. After,
is it Mathura on the next to Dhruva Ghat or something?
No, it's right in Mathura. When you go after the Dhruva Tila, after Dhruva Tila you go, then there is a Sapta Rishi temple. Yeah. It's there. And even at present, when you go there, they find the ashes of the yajna and they give you that ashes. At present, even they dig it. So that is the Sapta Rishi performance. Anyhow, so let's talk about first of all the Parshuram. And Parshuram, we will talk before, this is the Krishna. Actually, Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking Krishna that how is the Parshuram killed 21 times all the Kshatriyas? How is that? Because after the Yudhishthira Maharaj coronated as a king, Yudhishthira Maharaj went to see Krishna. And at that time Krishna was in meditation. So Yudhishthira Maharaj said, then Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Krishna, he said that If you don't mind, I want to ask you. He said, whom you were meditating on? So Krishna says, my devotee, Bhishma, he's on the bed of arrow, as you know, and he's meditating on me, so I was thinking of him. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj, so Krishna is saying to Yudhishthira Maharaj that now I should take you. I hope I will have enough time to discuss all this. Anyhow, maybe try whatever we can. Yudhishthira Maharaj, then Krishna says, let's go. You should go to Bhishma. Because Bhishma is now on the bed of Aram. You should take advantage of him, learn about the Dharma of the Kama Moksha. You also learn about take advantage of him and learn everything. Because you can rule the kingdom now. You are now the Chakravarti Samrat of the whole planet. So he said, let's go. So they all are going. The Krishna is in one chariot, Yudhishthira Maharaj and Arjuna in another chariot, and Bhima and Nakula Sadhu another chariot, and Satyaki in all other chariots. They are going, so on the way, they are seeing the lakes, and these lakes are filled with blood. So then he says, Krishna says that this is where the great warrior incarnation of Godhead, means the Parshuram, he had offered the Kshatriya's blood as an oblation to his forefathers after having rebirthed them 21 times. So then the Parshuram, Yudhishthira Maharaj asks a question. He says that if the Kshatriya is annihilated one time, then how is that he killed 21 times? If you annihilate one time, all of Kshatriya is finished. Kshatriya dynasty is finished. No, it didn't happen like that. And again dynasty came of Kshatriya. Again he killed. Again came. Again killed. So he killed like this 21 times. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking about the Parshuram. So he is describing, Krishna is describing all about the Parshuram. Who was Parshuram? How he was born? So he is telling, Krishna is saying, there was a king, Kushika. And Kushika had performed austerities. And he wanted Lord Indra as his son. Lord Indra was very happy, though he said he wanted to be his son. So Kushika had the son, Kaushika's daughter, for his son, Indra, but his name was Gadhi. Gadhi. And Gadhi married, and then Gadhi had a daughter, was the Satyavati. And then Satyavati married to a great sage, Richika. This is the line in line coming. And Richika was a great sage. And Richika and the Satyavati, Richika was a great sage, so he gave two parts of the sweet rice to Satyavati. And he told Satyavati, this particular part, you bring the sweet rice, and other part you give to your mother. And who is that mother? She is the wife of Gadi. This is the mother of Satyavati. So this Gadi and his wife, they were roaming around in the forest, and they came to the place of the Satyavati they were in the hermitage. And Satyavati told that my husband, he's given these two parts, and one part for you, one part for me. And Richika had told that this part particularly you take, this part, because if you bring this part, from there the great rishi will burn. And from other part is the king to your mother, and that will be a Kshatriya will burn. That the curse of Kshatriya will burn. That was told. So, interesting, isn't it? her mother thought that this Richika husband is giving the more attention to Satyavati, and there is something is wrong. So she changed the parts. Satyavati is supposed to bring the part, but she changed it. So what happened? Satyavati bring the part because Kshatriya was going to burn. What is Kshatriya guna for? So she drank that. But before she drank, Vichika already knew. Vichika was a great personality. He knew that this is going wrong. So before Satyavati drank, he came. But there were already exchange. Her mother already drank other part. So this part now left, and so Rishika told that, look, this is what has happened, your mother has exchanged. Now you drink this part. And she said, but I don't want the priest. Kshatriya, I want the Brahman, a great Rishi, to be born. No. Whatever happened is happened, you cannot change. Can you do something, please? She is telling Rishika, pleading. No, you cannot. Whatever happened is, it's your karma. Right? Prabhu, it's your karma. We say sometimes, isn't it? Instead of being kind to the person, Prabhu, it's your karma. But Satyavati said, please do something. So then Rishika would say, okay, what I will do is the son born will be a good quality as a Brahmana, but his grandson will be a Kshatriya. So Rishika said, okay, it's a grandson, it's not my son, it's a grandson. So Rishika understood that, okay, the son and the grandson, they are in the same family, etc. So this way, the Satyavati gave birth to the powerful Kshatriya and his mother gave the Rishi. So the Brahmanan was the Jamadagni. Jamadagni was born. And the mother gave birth to Vishwamitra. And Jamadagni gave birth to Parshuram. So now there was a king in the kingdom. His name was Arjuna. Arjuna's son was Kritavirya. Kritavirya Arjuna. He was known as Kritavirya Arjuna of the Pandavas, another Arjuna. So his name was Kritavirya Arjuna. And he had a kingdom of Hayayas. And he had 1,000 arms. Imagine. 1,000 arms. Yeah. He was powerful. He was very powerful. He could conquer everybody. But what happened is that one time, now Jamadagni had a cat, so this Kritavirya, he stole that cat from the ashram from Jamadagni. And Jamadagni's son is Parshuram. Keep that in mind. So Jamadagni, he stole the cat. So Jamadagni, and they are looking for the cat. And Parshuram found that cat which this Kritavirya Arjuna had. So Parshuram got angry. And Parshuram cut off 1,000 arms of this Kritavirya Arjuna. And while they were doing this Kritavirya Arjuna's sons, they ran in the ashram of Jamadagni and they cut off the Jamadagni's head. Chop off his head. Interesting, isn't it? So when Parshuram came and returned to the ashram, he saw his father's head is cut off. So he got angry. And Parshuram, he killed grandsons and the grandsons, everybody of this Kritavirya Arjuna, he killed them. But then what happened is there are other Kshatriyas are born. And they also did the Kshatriya race again started. And one time, the grandson of Vishwamitra, he criticized. Parshuram. Because Parshuram, he killed Kshatriya, then he just said, I'm going to now retire. But this, the Vishwamitra's son, he criticized him. So again, Parshuram came again, and this time he slaughtered all the Kshatriyas. This time he didn't just slaughter all the Kshatriyas, but even the newborn kids, children of the Kshatriyas, he just slaughtered. But there were still some mothers have still kept the sons saved. So this one was going on for 21 times. Now we remember the same Parshuram was in the Ramayana. Is that right? Yeah, he was in Ramayana. If I remember correctly. Yeah. Right? Yeah, during Lord Ramchandra's time, he was there. And of course he was, yes, and of course he, Parshuram challenged Bhishma, as we know, for the Amblika, whatever Ambarambi Amblika, he challenged.
Bhishma.
Yeah, Bhishma. He challenged Bhishma. Okay. So this is that Parshuram. Now, finally, Parshuram was up to Pune, he just retired. And he retired in person at the ashram. Kashyap Muni was, he accepted Kashyap Muni, and according to the instruction of Kashyap Muni, he retired. But then Kashyap Muni had to rule the kingdom, and there is no Kshatriyas. So he found Kshatriyas. Protected Kshatriyas he found and installed them as the kings. And that the king dynasty is still coming at present. This is the Parshuram. Now, another pastime of Parshuram is the, Parshuram is actually when Krishna went for the, to call peacemaker before the Kurukshetra war was going to start. And as Parshuram, everybody would talk with him, they would talk with Dhritarashtra, everybody, nobody was going to talk with her, nobody was going to talk with her, Duryodhana. So Parshuram talked with Duryodhana. And Parshuram told Duryodhana that, look, he said, I am giving you advice. And I am giving you the example of this one king. And he said there was a king, listen to me. I'm relating following story. This is the Parshuram is telling to Duryodhana. He said there was a king named Dambodhava. Dambo means pride. Right? Dambodhava, his name was very proud. And he was very powerful. And he would, every day morning when he got up, he would challenge, he would pray that, who is that Kshatriya? Can I find some Kshatriya or Vaishya or Sudra or Brahmin whom I can fight with? He wanted to fight. He was very proud of his fighting because he was a powerful person, Dabo. He had a pride, but his pride was false pride. So he would go to the rishis and he would go to the Brahmins and he would say, challenge the Brahmanas. And Brahmanas would give him advice, please give up your proper mentality. He said that you should curb your false pride and refrain from boasting so much. But he would not listen. He was so stubborn. So he continued begging, asking for the same question every day morning. So Brahmana became very angry and he said, you want to do that? Okay. You go to the Gandhamadan mountain and there you will find the two personality, two rishis. They are more powerful than you. Rishis are powerful than me? Yes, yes. Rishis are powerful than you. You just go there and you challenge them. They are in Gandhamadan Parva. So then this Dambodhava, he went to look for these two personalities. And he traveling, he came to the Gandhamadan mountain and he found these two rishis who were performing tapasya, sadhira austerity. Because of her suffering mostly, they were completely, their body was thin. I mean, they, you know. So he prayed, now he was very respectful, so he paid obeisances to both the rishis, and this is very happy to see him, and the rishis told him, how can he serve you? He served you, actually, Dambodhi. So he served, and after Dambodhi, his son, Dambodhi says that to rishis, he says, look, I'm here to challenge you. I want to fight with you. So rishis says, look, we don't have any weapons, you know. In our ashram, there is no question of anger or pride. Our ashram, this is not allowed. No greed. He said, no anger or greed in this our ashram. Please, go out. He said, no, I want to fight. So this walk, this road, this boat, this is where? Naren Narayan. Naren Narayan. So now, he took the grass. And you wanna fight? Okay, let's fight. He just had a grass in his hand. And the Dambodhara and his all the army, they pierced the thousands of arrows on the Narayan Krishna. But the Narayan not just put the grass up and the arrows couldn't touch them. Not just that, but all Dambodhara. Dambodhara's army's nose and ears were cut off just by having the grass. And Dambodhara, he got very upset. Finally, Dambodhara surrendered to the surrendered both rishis. He understood that it was my false pride and greed. It was unnecessary outposting. So he said that he surrendered to them, and the Rishi Nara said that, okay, from this day onward you must show due respect to the Brahmanas and never again try to ascertain the powers to others. Instead you must practice self-restraint and thus rule over your kingdom virtuously. And never again insult other out of pride, but instead practice tolerance of goodness. So then the Parashuram saying to Duryodhan, he said that, look, my dear Duryodhan, in the same way you should give up your false pride and make this Arjun is none other than Nar, and Krishna is none other than Narayan. So better give up your pride and you will be defeated. They are unconquerable. Now Narayan, both are Arjuna and Krishna are unconquerable. And you better give up your pride and you will be defeated. You even dare to fight with them. So this is the instruction he gave to Arjuna. Now, I have some time, right? Few minutes more. Now we are going to talk about the interesting. This Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about the Utathya. Mention about Utathya. Utathya was married to Bhadra, right? And the Bhadra was kidnapped. Varunadev liked Bhadra even before she was married. So after she married to Utathya, then Bhadra, the Varun, they kidnapped, took her out. Someone else's wife. So, Utathya got very angry, and when he saw this, then what he did? Utathya then sent Narad Muni to bring his wife back from Varun house, but he would not give her up. Varun would not give up. So Utathya got very angry, and at this he drank up all the sea. But still Varuna would not let her go. So finally, Narada came back into Utathya and cheerlessly said, "O great ascetic, Varuna has driven me out from his house, seizing me by the throat. He is unwilling to send you back your spouse. Do as you please." So hearing this, Narada Muni, Utathya became very angry, And then due to threat and penance, he solidified the water and drained them off. Aided by his energy, Varunda became very sad at this and still he did not give up with the Uttathyasva. Then Uttathya, the foremost regenerated person, filled with wrath, commanded God saying, "Oh, do so land where there are at present 600,000 lakes." At this word of Rishi, the ocean descended from the spot indicated and land appeared which was accidentally derived. Then he addressed to the countries and to the river. He said, "Saraswati River disappear into the desert and let this land deserted by to become impure." And then finally, of course, Varundev realized it, the Varundev gave back the wife to Uttathya. So this is the Srila Prabhupada was mentioned. Now, one more thing about the Srila Prabhupada was mentioning about the Medhatithi. Interesting. Medhatithi, he was a king in the court of Indra. Srila Prabhupada was mentioning that he was in the king in Indra's court. He was a king. He was a king in the court of Indra. And Medhatithi's son was Kanwarmani. This famous Kanwarmani. That is, if you go in the Parikrama, Brajmandal Parikrama, this is the time for me to talk about Parikrama. When you go from the Kanwarman to Barsana, there is a village called Kanwara. It's there at present. And Kanwara Rishi, Kanwara's name is given where this Kanwa Rishi was residing there. And here is the place. Kanwa is also here, Kana. So Mother Jashoda had brought Krishna to pierce his ears and his nose when he was little boy. This is a Kanwara. Now Kanwara Rishi had taken care of Sakuntala. This is from the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sakuntala was born from Vishwamitra and Manaka. But the Manaka was this celestial heavenly, so when the child was born, there is a left. Manaka left her child like that. And the Vishwamitra also left. The child is in the forest, my little baby. So Sakubar protected the child. That's why her name is Sakuntala. So you see, protected the child. And the Kanwara Muni, he was going in the forest, so he found this little beautiful, beautiful baby. And he brought that in the ashram. Now ruler sees the Kshatriya, sees the daughter of Kshatriya. And but here is the Kanwara Rishi, he is a Brahman. So, and she was so beautiful. So she was in the ashram and the Kanwara Rishi raised her. At that time, the great personality, Dushmant, he was a very religious personality, great personality. Dushmant, he was going for the hunting and he came at the ashram. He came in that forest where this Sakuntala was there. This where this Kanwarishi's ashram was there. And he came there and he was thirsty. Kanwarishi had gone to, you know, to get the fruits and flowers in the forest. He was there. So this, he saw this beautiful, beautiful young girl, a young lady, Sakuntala. And this Kanwa, this mantra was so powerful, he was very religious. Whatever he thought, that was the truth. He wouldn't think anything else. Whatever thoughts in mind, that thoughts were the true reality. He was very religious person. He said, I have an anything thought in religious. When he saw this Sakuntala, he got attracted to her. He was a Kshatriya. And he's telling to Sakuntala, "You are beautiful, what do you think?" He, you know, he wants to marry with her, of course. So he's flattering her. "Who are you? You don't seem to be a god." Then she said, I'm here, Kanwara Rishi, he's my father, and I'm raised here. So Dushmanta said, no. My religious mind is saying that you are not a daughter of this conversation. Tell me the truth, whose daughter you are. Then the Shakuntala is revealing that I am the daughter of Vishwamitra and the Menaka, and I'm raised by my Rishi, Kalvara Rishi. And then of course, and she was also attracted to the king, so she gave him a place to stay, you know, in his hermitage, and take care of him. And then of course both were, this is the Gandharva marriage, both were attracted to each other, and they both, by the Gandharva, you know, chanting some slokas, they both married, and they had the union, and in the morning, after that, he left. Yashvanta left to his kingdom, and he said, I will come back. Meanwhile, Shakuntala was pregnant. Shakuntala was pregnant, then when the Kanvarishi came, she revealed everything what happened. And of course, Kanvarishi raised this son, and this son was so powerful. And the son was so powerful that he would fight with the tigers and the lions. Fight with them. So powerful. So finally, Kanvarishi told that now you should go with this, Dushmanta didn't return. He completely forgot. Because the Srila Prabhupada is not mentioning a purport about it, but from the other scriptures we have learned that he had a curse from someone, I don't know if you remember, that he forgot everything. That he had a Gandharva marriage with Shakuntala. Sorry?
Shakuntala's son's name.
Son's name. That we will talk about later on. Let's finish me. We'll talk now. So, Shakuntala came with the Kanvara, said, now you have to go with your son. So Shakuntala came in the kingdom of the Dushmanta, and Dushmanta, she's telling, look, don't you remember? She's telling in the front of everybody, you know, we have Gandharva marriage, and this, I am your wife, and this is your son. He would not accept it. Because, you know, kings, anybody, he thought, anybody can come from the anywhere and come and say, I am your wife, and this is your son. You know, that's not. That from the celestial, same sound came, and they said, no, this Vishwamitra, she is your wife, and he is your son, is accepted. Then he somehow other, he understood. And he accepted the son and his wife, Shakuntala, and the son was Bharat. And from the name of that king, the name of this whole planet was Bharat. So that's about it. So this is about the Kanvara Rishi. Okay? I mean, there is other more things to talk, but I think time is up. Any questions and comments? And of course, the Gautam, we talked about it. And Maitreya is, you know, Maitreya was at the, when Krishna was talking to Uddhava, at that time Maitreya was there. Right, Maitreya Rishi, and Uddhava found the Tubhidra mat to Uddhava, and Uddhava said, now you have to go to the Maitreya. If Maitreya was older personality, you have to go to the Maitreya. Maitreya will tell you about Srimad Bhagavatam. And of course, Maitreya went to the Himalayas, and then Tubhidra met to Maitreya, and there is our conversation in the third canto, fourth canto, I think. Second heart from third canto onward in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Thank you so much for your research. Really appreciate it. So, Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita you quoted Mahabharata, but Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita that that's what people think, but Bharat is named after Jada Bharat. So, Rishabh Devs. And you also nicely told about the Kshatriya, one Kshatriya was saved, And ninth canto tells that its name was, he's also known as Mulaka and Narikavacha. And that Kshatriya was saved because he was surrounded by women around him. Ninth canto. Women, Nari. Narikavacha.
Well, here is mention that there is mention. As far as it says, or you see, there are some Kshatriyas, women, who are still protecting their sons. In addition, there is a son, Vidurata, who is being brought up by the guys of the Rikshvata mountain, the son of Sidhi, who is being brought up among the cows in the forest, and numerous other sons of slain Kshatriyas who are being raised by Gautam Rishi, the wolves, the ocean, artists, goldsmith, and numerous other sympathizers. My dear Kashyapa, please go now and urge these Kshatriyas to take up the responsibility of ruling over the citizens righteously. This is what is mentioned here. And then of course Kashyapa may brought all of them, and they are the one who is ruling the kingdom. Yeah? Yes, Prabhu. Isn't Bhishma's Marshal Guru?
Yes.
I don't know.
Parshuram.
Huh? Parshuram
is Marshal Guru of Bhishma. But
yeah, how did
Parshuram
teach Bhishma he was a
Kshatriya? Because Bhishma went to heavenly planets for his journey, some heavenly planets, and then when he came back, Ganga brought him to Parshuram. And he learned from Parshuram.
There's a Parshuram's birthplace is there. You should visit next time. It's upstream from Agra, just like a couple miles.
I see.
We visited there. Maybe I don't know if anyone. We have a picture here taken. According to Bhakti Ratnakar, because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming to Braj, he mentioned they went to Agravan and then went to Runkata. Renuka Gram, I think, maybe that time. So now it's called Runkata.
Mm-hmm.
So a nice temple is there. Of course, next door there's, Shanin or something that's more famous. But the town is named Runkata, and after Renuka. It used to be Renuka Gram, I think, in the Bhakti Ratnakar, and then they came. But in Vrindavan, they have lots of Gautam Brahmins. So those are Gautam dynasty. Then there's Bharadvaj dynasty. There's the Sharmas. Are you coming from some particular Gotra?
I'm sorry, I have difficulty hearing.
The Sharmas, the Sharma Brahmins, they're coming from particular...
Sharma Brahmins?
Yeah, are they coming from particular Gotra?
I don't...
Vishnu
Mitra. Well, he is just asking.
I know.
Yeah.
Vishnu Mitra, yes.
Okay. All of them?
I guess all of them.
You all are in the dynasty of Vishnu Mitra, huh? Hare Krishna.
All of it.
She's also Sharma, but she said they're not in a Vishnu Mitra, so.
Okay.
They're from the enemy, which is
that's why they're married.
Okay. Hare Krishna, thank you everybody.